I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
And so I think that clip actually goes to what you were talking about. If you truly believe, you're like, hey, look at this roster. A couple years ago, relative to this year, it's a lot of the same guys. If you believe that, and there's differences, obviously. Nick Chubb isn't there. You swap out Amari Cooper for Jerry Jeudy. There are differences on the defensive side of the ball as well, including that defensive line. You're banking more on a rookie in Mason Graham as opposed to some veterans that were there a couple years ago. If you believe it and you think that's true, I could see how players would say that after last season to Mary Kay. It's like, hey, that was a 3-win season, but look what we just did last year. I'm just not buying into it. If that's their mentality after last season, that they were just a quarterback away, then I can't present them with a team that they would ever think they're anything but just a quarterback away.
Well, I think there were multiple things that went into, obviously, a 3-win loss last season. And quarterback was a massive part of it. I mean, I think you look at a defense that was middle of the pack slash struggling compared to what they had been.
Yeah, and that's being generous. It really was not a very good defensive performance. I mean, think about it. You had 4 turnovers all year, I think, in totality from the defensive side of the ball. Like, I mean, it was just the only people to have interceptions last year was Denzel Ward, and then there was Greg Newsome got a tip off a Denzel Ward play. It wasn't like anyone was really doing much. And I have, in the months that have followed this season, I have separated what the defensive's lack of performance was with just how bad the offense put them in a spot day in, day out. I mean, think about it. MJ Emerson, I thought for the longest time, was just injured. But there were so many different players that had that MJ Emerson storyline. I thought Oboe was in that same camp as well. Guys that were good a couple years ago, and then last year just looked like a shell of themselves. And I put that a lot of that on the offense.
Yeah, I mean, those guys were out there for what felt like a majority of the game. There were too many 3-and-outs. The offense didn't stay on the field long enough, let alone move the football and put them in an advantageous field position. So I think the defense has a lot to step up. And I think you're also looking, you're banking on rookies. You're banking on the run game being better than it was last year with a home run hitter in Jerome Ford and Nick Chubb, who looked nothing like himself. You're banking on Cedric Tillman continuing to be good and continuing to be healthy. Things have to go right. You have to land on the right side of the coin. That's what I'm saying. I'm not projecting this team to win 10 games, but I think a quarterback fixes a good chunk of your issues. You're not a great team. It's not like I'm saying you're going to go win a Super Bowl, but I think from being a competitive team in the NFL, a team that could make the playoffs, you're closer to a quarterback away than you're not.
So my problem with it, in order to get to 10 wins at least, is the idea that, so I don't think Joe Flacco is going to be great. I just don't. I have a hard time in my brain thinking that. I think he's going to get beat up in the first few weeks. I think he'll have a 300-yard game. Maybe it's even week one against the Bengals, by the way. They have a miserable defense. So you'll get a couple games out of him. But even if you get a 300-yard performance, You're going against every quarterback in the AFC North, which is Burrow, Lamar, and then obviously Aaron Rodgers. And then on top of that, you're taking on a rookie in J.J. McCarthy is like the easy thing, taking on the Vikings in London. You take on Jordan Love. Like, you have a lot of quarterbacks that are just going to be better than you. And that's the sad reality for that first little stretch. So let's call a spade a spade. If I don't think Joe Flacco's good, I'm down to like 9 or 10 games when he gets removed to then watch Shador, Dylan, or Kenny Pickett not have to be good. They have to be exceptional. And I've opened up the door to the idea that Shador could be that. I have a lot of faith in Shador Sanders, but he would have to be he'd have to be basically playing like a rookie that we've never seen before, and we just watched Jaden Daniels last year go to the NFC title game. It's a lot to put on somebody.
Yeah, so much of it for me, like, because I'm probably close. Like, my fear right now with Joe Flacco is that he's fine. Like, he's acceptable. That's like, them winning 10 games is close to my nightmare scenario. Maybe not 10. 10 might be okay. If you win, like, 8, that's like my nightmare scenario.
Yeah, because you didn't really do anything to inspire confidence, and then you also don't have a good draft pick.
Yeah, and it's probably means, more likely than not, that Joe played well enough to keep the job for a good chunk of the season. And
well, think about the wins that would be attached to that too. Because then on the flip side of that, if he wins enough games and you do have that whole season that way, that means he did at one point beat a Jordan Love type. He did at one point beat a Lamar Jackson type, a Joe Burrow type, and that gets to be impressive.
Yeah, but I think those wins, they're obviously not there for you. But like, beating the Bengals is something that I would not be considered like to be flabbergasted by, because that defense is so bad. They might be a turnstile next year. It might be like, oh, you want to run 60 yards to the end zone? Yeah, go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Have fun. And then the offense is obviously going to be high powered with the trio that they have. And you had Chase Brown into the mix. Like, that offense is incredible, but they're almost the exact opposite of what the Browns were last year. It's like, offense is great, defense is awful, where it's the opposite for the Browns. So I don't think it's crazy. You're putting good against good, Bengals offense, Browns defense, and vice versa, bad against bad. Again, there's winnable games in there. There's a way they can go 2-4, and then the back half of the schedule, I'm not saying it's a cupcake schedule, but you do play the Titans, you do play the Jets, you end up playing the Steelers again, who both you and I think are not that great. There's wins there.
Who got you to be the homer that you are today? Where did the optimism come from? I'm so surprised.
Listen, I project them as Aven.
Have you been hanging out
way.
With Ken? No. Is that what's going on here?
No, we have not been hanging out with Ken. We work very different hours.
People always ask me that stuff, too. It's like, so what do you think about Ken? I'm like, Ken's a very nice person. But it's like, if I worked at a 7-Eleven and I worked the shift I worked and he works the shift he works, do I know that person? Like, no, I don't.
Not great. I've worked with Ken a few times.
I just don't know that person. I don't. I've been in the same room as Ken and Lima maybe 10 times each. Maybe.
Yeah, I'm probably less than that.
Yeah, like it's not reality for us because we work different hours. You work the shift that crosses over with ours, so we work in the same sphere. Like, it's like I see you every day. We have conversations every day. Plus, you worked on my show at night when I was doing it at night, so there's a connection there too.
Yeah, like I know you much better. I know Nick much better. But yeah, like I don't think it's honestly a homer attached. Like I did the schedule game. I said optimistic 7. I handled them a Bengals win in week 1 because I'm not predicting week 1 losses in the middle of May. That doesn't happen. I'm not
that doesn't
that
happen?
No, I'm not predicting week 1 losses.
You always give week 1 wins?
Yeah. Yeah, you could be playing
That's
the
actually,
Ravens.
I like that. I like that mentality. It's extreme homerism, but I do like that mentality.
Oh, that I'll agree with you. That's okay. Absolute homerism. But why should I look forward to a week 1 loss when I'm in 4 months away from the season, 5 months away from the season? It's not fun. I don't want to be looking forward to this team being 0-1. No, I'm going to say you're going to be 1-0. Let's have some fun.
I don't hate the logic. And then you turn around and it's like, but this team does stink, though, and I'm going to predict them to win 5 games.
Yeah, no, I gave them an optimistic 7.
Yeah, there we go.
You're going to win.
And that was. People acted. So when I told Nick at one point I thought that they were going to be a 6-win team, I was a half a game ahead of Vegas, and he accused me of being a homer. And it's like, how did we get here from here? If a 6-win team, or in your instance, a 7-win team, is being a homer, we got to readjust what being a homer is.
Yeah, I think Nick accused me of huffing paint on optimistic 7, so.
Well, I almost said you're huffing paint with a 10, so here we are. It is what it is, but the reality is a lot of people aren't high on this team. Bill Barnwell on his This Is Football podcast, he put the Browns as the only bad and sad team in the entire AFC. It's a combo. It's a killer combo there.
I have one team in bad and sad. How is it not the Cleveland Browns, the team that is just throwing stuff at the wall and hoping they have a quarterback? They went from worst offense in NFL history to Jameis Winston being more excited to play than any quarterback in the history of football. That was not good. It was just not truly historically awful. Let's say they win six games this year. Do you feel like that would be a positive situation, that fans would feel good about the team if they win six, if they go 6-11 this year and double their win total?
I don't think fans would be excited by that.
I don't think.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Fans would be excited. I don't know if the fans would be all that mad, but I don't think they'd be excited by any means.
I'm curious about that. I don't know how the season, if you go six games, you like win six games. I'm curious to know, because we've had the pitchforks out for how long already? Yeah. You can only have them out being, I'm getting mad and I'm yelling at you for so long before all of a sudden you just get tired out. You're just like, hey, it's hot out here, and I'm a little tired yelling all the time about the Browns. Like, at some point, you do exhaust yourself. And so I do wonder, in a season that is, I can't come up with more people that are down on this Browns team for this upcoming year. If you happen to win six games and basically just live out what everyone is expecting to have happen, is there going to be a lot of anger attached to that? I mean, I'm sure people will call for Stefanski's job. We'll call for Barry's job. We'll go through that whole process. But are people at the end of the day going to be angry about it? I just don't know that it'll be there. They'll be angry about a 3-win team. I just don't know that they'll be angry about a 6-win team, even though it's obviously very disappointing across the board.
Yeah, I think people are going to look at 6 wins and go, well, it could have been worse. And is there a quarterback coming in 2026?
And like, we'll that's just probably shift. What we got. We'll shift to Klubnik, and we'll shift to all the different quarterbacks that we could be drafting or couldn't be drafting. What do you make about the comment he says where it seems like the Browns are just throwing things against the wall?
I think that's true at quarterback. I don't think that's really true anywhere else. Like, quarterback makes sense. I mean, you drafted two guys, you signed two guys. I mean, I can't, for the life of me, try to figure out what they were thinking throughout the entirety of the process, other than at the end going, oh, Shador's good value. I'm taking him. Like, everything else outside of it, drafting two quarterbacks, bringing in a backup quarterback as your first move in the offseason, and a 40-year-old quarterback, it does feel like you're throwing things at the wall. Like, I don't have logic for that. But it's the only spot that I think that they have things semi-figured out in other places.
I think there's one other spot that it's a little glaring to me, and that's the offensive line. And it's not that they're throwing things against the wall. I just don't think they have a plan there. I'd love to know what it is. When you have four of the five offensive linemen that are entering free agency at the end of the season, maybe we'll get one or two of them extended before the season gets underway. Maybe that's part of the plan. But as of right now, I don't really see a plan there. It can't be we got Tevin Jenkins, and then he, by the way, who's going to be a free agent after this year as well, is going to be awesome and just step up and replace a lot of people, and then him and DeJuan Jones, and then we'll just find our other parts of the offensive line through free agency. Like, it just doesn't seem like they have any idea, and then way too many bodies that are going away after this season.
Yeah, I mean, the offensive line, I think, is good for this year. Like, if they're healthy, of course, which is a big if, and they set themselves up in a decent spot.
That's where it feels like they're kind of playing things you know, by the seat of their pants, so to speak. Like they're just kind of like they don't really seem like they have a 2-year plan or a 3-year vision. Other spots they do. I mean, running back, you can look at it and be like, okay, they clearly have a plan for the future there between Judkins and Samson, and that's what they want to execute and carry out. I just don't know that it's across the board that way.
I think that they probably figure that they sign one or two of the guys there. You are really banking on DeJuan Jones being healthy and being good, which I don't think is the worst bet that you've made. He looked like that, and if he can be healthy, he can be that. And then, I mean, listen, it might not be a world-class offensive line. I think the Browns' offensive line has been basically a pipe dream for other NFL GMs for multiple years. Like, the fact that you have four very capable offensive linemen, let's not include Jed Wills in that, but you have four very capable offensive linemen is something that most offensive lines can't say. Like, that you have legitimately good guys at every spot. Usually have okay guys at that spot, guys that are all right, which is probably going to be like a Zach Zinter. It's like, yeah, go be okay at guard. That's fine. We can survive with that as long as we get another tackle.
Well, he's got to be okay. He was awful last year.
Yeah, he got thrust into that role a little too quick. Probably faster than he wanted to and faster than they wanted him to be in that role. But by no means making an excuse for it. He was bad.
Man, I don't know how we got to this part of the conversation where all of a sudden it just kind of felt like I just got like hit with the reality of I'm not a cheerleader. I'm not waving pom-poms. But it felt like that was a really depressing. You know what it was? It was Barnwell calling it bad and sad. I think that's what brought me down there. I'm not sure. We tried to bring it up with offensive line talk there at the end. I know you like your offensive line conversations, but man, once you call us bad and sad and the only team in the AFC that he put under the bad and sad category, and I got no rebuttal. I got no legs to stand on. Huh?
Go look at the Titans. That's not bad and sad. Okay, you got the first pick. You got Cam Ward.
We're talking about this team being a quarterback away. They have their quarterback.
What else do they have?
Well, they have their quarterback.
All they have is their quarterback.
This is almost the Jason Segel movie where it's like LeBron and MJ. The rings are the only thing you have. It's the only thing I need. Yes, having Cam Ward is the only thing they need in this conversation.
And if he's bad?
They might be bad, but they're not sad.
But if he is bad, then they're bad and sad.
Yes, but as of right now, they are just bad. They're not bad and sad. We are both bad and we're also sad. Although I don't get sad thinking about this team. Like I end up, like, that's what made this segment so weird to me is that I felt like it was a very downer way of looking at things and all this. But there, like every time I think about this team in this upcoming year, I don't look at it the same way Vegas does as 5.5 wins in a miserable time. I look at it like, hey, maybe Shador's going to play, and that's exciting. Maybe Kenny Pickett, although I don't believe in him, maybe Kenny Pickett will surprise me, and Stefanski can reclaim the quarterback whisperer name that he used to have, and all of a sudden we're cooking with gas. Like there's so much about this year that you can really latch on to for the excitement side of things. I think maybe it's the sad component that Barnwell attached that I just don't really buy into. I think we are bad. I don't think we're as sad as maybe Barnwell thinks. I think there's something here. And I think it's going to showcase throughout the regular season. And if week 12, week 13, week 14, we are in fact sad, I won't be surprised. But as of right now, I just don't think we're there. 216-474-0092. Jake went on a stadium tour. Was his perspective different than mine? We'll discuss it next. It's Afternoon Drive right here on the Fan.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.